Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Emily's going to join us in just a couple minutes. She'll be on The Voice Disguiser. She was originally on with us about a week and a half ago talking about her desire to join the military.
I've always wanted to go into the military, never did, and I've always regretted it. And somehow or another, that was thrown up that, hey, maybe I should consider that. We could move. We'd have a place to live. I could get training. I could get a job. And
what was your husband's reaction when you guys started talking about it?
Well, initially, I think he thought I was joking. And I brought it up again and said, you know, hey, this is something that I'd really like your input on because I don't think I'm completely crazy. And, you know, we did have another discussion about it, and we're both kind of in agreement that we would like to know more about it and that it's not that bad of an idea.
So that was about a week and a half ago, and Emily, if I'm not mistaken, Emily actually had an appointment with a recruiter that got canceled, right, Emily?
Yeah, that's correct. We did have an appointment, and he canceled on us, so...
Oh.
So that's not stressful at all. It's not like you're making a big life decision that you really want to track.
Yeah, I know.
So have you met with him since?
We did. We actually made another appointment, and we went to meet with him last week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it went very well. Me and my husband both went with him. We brought our list of questions. We had as many questions as we could think of covering everything from A to Z. And basically, you know, I was kind of worried that we might be rushed in and out or that we might not have time to get all our questions asked or whatever. And we were the only people there. We had, I think we spent 2.5 hours with him asking
everything possible.
And me and my husband both left feeling like he was being as honest as possible. I don't want to say 100% honest, but we both felt that he was being very honest with us about how things work and the possibility of this happening or, you know, the pros and cons of it. And we were both very, you know, pleased with the answers we got. So basically the next step that you go from talking with the recruiter is you make the decision if you are still interested after you get your questions answered. And then you decide to go to something called MEPS, which is your, I forget exactly what it stands for, but it's in Atlanta, and you do, it's a two-day thing. You do your physical one day, and then you do your ASVAB test, and your physical results and your ASVAB test score results let you determine what kind of job you will be going into training for.
Mm-hmm. And what branch is this? What branch is this, by the way?
Air Force. I'm sorry.
Air Force. Okay.
And when you're and are you still, when you take this test, have you committed to the military at this point?
No, and that's what we like so much about it is, like I said, the ASVAB and physical determines what kind of job you can get, and basically you get to pick 5 or 6 jobs out of a particular area that they give you. And you pick 5 or 6 jobs. You may get one of those. You may get none of those, just depending on the availability and what they need right now in the Air Force.
We should take that test.
Still, up until that point, you haven't signed anything. And about 2 weeks later, the recruiter will actually call you and say, okay, you know, all the jobs have been assigned. This is the one that you've ended up with. And at that point is when you either make the commitment or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't. So you know what job you're going to get, and do you know where it is at that time?
Well, you know where the training is going to be, and I don't think you know exactly where that's going to be. I think you find that out a month into your technical school, because as soon as you leave the basic training, which is 8 weeks, then you go straight to your technical school to train for 4 to 6 months for your selected job. And I think you find out your first month where you'll be moving.
And what did they say about family time? Because that was sort of your original concern. Was
that is my concern.
Your husband and your child.
For the basic training, which is 8 weeks, you pretty much don't have any contact with them except an occasional phone call. it's pretty much limited as to, you know, who you can talk to, what you can do. After that, like I said, you have your technical school. Well, I did find out that if your school is longer than 5 months, your family can actually move with you to wherever the technical school is. Mm-hmm. There's bases in Texas, there's bases in California and Mississippi, but your family can move with you. So I'm hoping that if that were to happen, I would look up and get something that the training would be a little longer than 5 months so they could come with me. If not, then I would be looking at going to school for, you know, 4 months or whatever and being away from them. Now, during that period, they could travel to see me. I could travel to see them. It's just going to be a little more complicated.
But you would already be committed before finding that out?
Yes. I think when they tell you your job, they will know how long you have to go to school for. And that's one of the things that you find out before you make the commitment. So if they say, hey, this is your job, however, you're going to be in school for, you know, only four and a half months, your family can't come with you, then I have to decide if that's not worth it to me, or say it's a really, really good job, then I have to decide if 4.5 months, you know, if we could work around that. But yeah, that's something that we'll know before we make the decision to sign on the dotted line or not.
Right. Well, so like we said before, like, you know, the military is number one and everybody has to adapt to the military once you commit to it. And so, you know, and as I mentioned before, I don't want to be hypocritical. So if you were a man doing this, I mean, the family has to sacrifice and move wherever you are and support you. Is your family willing to sacrifice and support you in this? Because, I mean, that's a long time, the 8 weeks of basic training with no contact, because they're training you. Basically, that's what they're doing, is getting you in shape for what they need you to do.
Physically and mentally.
Right. And then in the technical school, like you said, after that. So that's we're talking almost, you know, over half a year for this to be committed up front, let alone once you know, that's before you even get the job.
Hey, Kevin. Hello. He's on.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, how are you, Kevin?
Fine, how are you?
Good. You're on with Emily.
Hey, Emily, how are you? Hey, I just wanted to add a comment to the whole process. Once you take that test and they do your physical, that's when the recruiter's with you. And as soon as you get those assignments, that's when the recruiters do their high-pressure selling.
Okay.
Their job's to get you in the service.
Right.
And all they do is try to give you an assignment that fits you, basically. But that's when the high pressure really kicks in. They want you to sign. They need you to sign to get their quota. And they also give you your assignment where different places you can go. And you don't really know where you're going to go until after you're finished with your training.
So they'll pull something like, and this job is available in beautiful Miami, Florida, in luxurious Honolulu, Hawaii, and also Bismarck, North Dakota. But you could end up in Miami or Hawaii
right.
or North Dakota.
Or Enid, Oklahoma.
They give you like three or four places where you could end up. You know, one of them could be overseas. One of them could be California. One of them could be Texas. But then again, these aren't the greatest places on the planet you want to be. I mean, you go to Fort Riley, Kansas for a year and a half for training, and by the time you leave Kansas, you're ready to get out of there, and wherever they send you, you're ready to go.
That's a good trick, actually.
Yeah. Make you so miserable in a small town that you're willing to go wherever they take you.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Good.
Good. You got some advice for Emily?
Yeah, I joined the military in 2002, and when I went in there, I pretty much told my recruiter what I wanted, where I wanted, and what I wanted to do. For example, I wanted to be a military police officer. I wanted Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I wanted airborne school and a signing bonus. I took my test, qualified for everything, got the MEP, sat down, talked to the other recruiter, because there's two recruiters involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I can get you everything you want, but this and this and this. I said, well, I'm not joining. Well, I sat there probably about 6 hours that day, and eventually they're going to get you what you want. So don't let them say you don't qualify for something, because I guarantee you, if you tell them you're not going to join, 100% of the time they're going to get you what you want to make you happy.
Provided
so you do have negotiating power.
Yes, you do. You have 100% negotiating power because you're not in the military until you raise your right hand and you say that oath. And don't do that until you're 100% sure you know what you want to do.
Good advice.
Good advice for you, Emily.
Yeah, well, one of the main things I was concerned with was the job category. I would love to have something in the medical field because that's where I've done my studies. I have some, you know, some background in that, and he pretty much told me that everybody wants to do medical, so my chance of landing a medical job was pretty much non-existent. So maybe I could use that advice that the last caller was saying on, you know, when I do get there, just pretty much demanding that I get placed in a medical job. I do have enough college credits to where I don't have to start at the bottom level. I can start a few levels up on the ranking and the pay grade, which I thought was pretty cool. But that was really the only issue we had, was that because of the field I wanted to go into, that everybody wanted to do it, and I pretty much was going to get something really basic, and I don't want to be stuck doing that for 4 years, you know. I don't want to be a janitor or sit at a desk all day long. And so,
well, how is your husband feeling?
I think he's pretty much the same position I am. I don't really think he grasps how much of a change it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think from his standpoint, it's like, it's all good. You know, I'm going to be making tons of money. We're going to get to move. He's not going to have the pressure of, you know, wondering if I'm going to be able to find a job or not. I just don't think he fully understands what it's going to involve. And I keep trying to tell him, like, you know, I'm going to be gone for that whole time. You're not going to have anyone to, you know, watch our child. You're not going to get a break. It's going to be pretty much you the whole time. And, you know, I said, it's just going to be a lot different. So I'm trying to make sure he grasps that and he's 100% okay with that.
Oh, yeah. You better. You better before you raise your right hand.
Well, keep Tracy posted as to all the, you know, steps and the progress that you're making, and we will follow up with you very soon. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And we also will want to talk to your husband at some point, too, and have your husband be on and be a part of that.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.